Well, look, the United States of America and South Africa have got very strong ties, historical. In the context of the strong ties that exist between the two countries, we've established what we call a strategic dialogue that takes place annually. And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is coming to South Africa in the context of the strategic dialogue between the U.S. and South Africa. For us, the United States is a very strategic partner. We collaborate and cooperate with the U.S. On a number of levels, both bilaterally and on multilateral fora. The U.S. for us is a very strategic partner, and obviously, this visit takes place at a very historic time in South Africa. We've just managed to successfully lobby and get one of us to be elected as the new African Union chairperson. So from a foreign policy point of view, South Africa is doing its best to position Africa to have a strong voice in global affairs. And obviously the U.S. For us remains a strategic partner that has to be spoken to and consulted on a number of issues affecting the African continent, and also issues that, in as you may recall, South Africa currently is a non-permanent member of the Nations Security Council, and even there we continue to collaborate and cooperate with the U.S. on a number of issues, particularly those affecting the African continent. So for us, the visit of the U.S. Secretary of State is a very important one, given the number of issues that are going to be discussed, issues of mutual interest, issues of mutual concern, but not forgetting the fact that we want to further consolidate and expand trade between the two countries.
Now, looking at trade, how will this be enhanced? Because the U.S. and, as you said, South Africa have had very strong bond in terms of doing business, both multilateral and bilateral relations. How will this further bolster that initiative?
Look, for the South African government this year in particular, we've decided to focus on infrastructure development, both in the country and on the continent, because President Jacob Zuma has been appointed by the leaders of the continent to champion infrastructure development across the continent, given what we've already done in this country. And in fact, this year, we are, as a country, also focusing expanding infrastructure development in the country, and to do three things really. One, to facilitate intra trade amongst African countries, and also to expand the levels of connectivity across the continent, which would make it easy for countries like the U.S. To continue to assist the other countries that they are assisting with, but also to take advantage of this huge infrastructure development taking place across the continent to expand trade with individual countries, but collectively with the African continent. For us, South Africa running the most diverse and powerful economy on the continent, it's important that we continue to take the lead so that we become almost like the gateway into both the region and the continent. And that's why for us we see an opportunity to further consolidate and expand the already trade links between South Africa and the United States of America.
Now, Clayson, on the international relations level, South Africa has been elected chairperson of the African Union Commission. Does this strong relations with Washington bolster South Africa's role on the world stage?
Look, you may recall that we sponsored a resolution in the United Nations Security Council, Resolution 2033, whose Latin spirit really was to encourage the United Nations Security Council to collaborate with regional bodies when it comes to issues affecting those particular regions, in particular the African Union, on matters affecting the African continent. Now that the are chairing the African Union Commission through Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma. For us, it's an opportunity to champion the African agenda, number one. Number two, make sure that the African Union executes its mandate in line with the expectations of the leadership of the African continent, but in particular to make sure that Africa's voice is heard on major global affairs so that we are no longer found wanting on issues that we rightfully should be leading on as Africa, particularly on issues of conflict resolution, on consolidating peace to facilitate environment for development to take place, for trade to take place, so that our people on this continent can, for the first time in many African countries, taste the fruits of liberation, part and actively participate in growing economies in their own countries, so that this continent can live to the ideals of our forebears. We've been saying, as South Africa, for example, that we are seeing signs that Africa is rising. Africa will rise when the leadership of this continent, and now we have an opportunity under the chairpersonship of South Africa EU Commission under Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma to do exactly that, champion the African agenda, make sure that Africa's voice is heard on major global affairs. And we believe that a country like the U.S. Will definitely support this new march of the African continent.